The interesting thing about building outside of ERCOT, so all the data centers, they want an ERCOT interconnect. They want to be able to tie into the ERCOT grid, which is 75% of the state of Texas, and they want to sell power back to the grid because they're bringing their own power generation, right? And now when power is cheap, they want to be able to buy power out of their grid. When power is expensive, they're going to build their generate their own power and want to send it into the grid. So they want the interconnect, but they're outside of ERCOT. So if they get this buy and sell into the market, but they really aren't wouldn't be regulated too much by ERCOT. The other thing is, if they're selling into ERCOT, they're outside of the federal regulation, which is Southwest Power Pool. So FERC doesn't regulate them either. So from a regulatory standpoint, and from an environmental standpoint, we don't deal with non-attainment. Non-attainment is a term that the EPA puts on states, particularly if you get down around Dallas or a city, they'll call it non-attainment, and they monitor air quality and those kind of things. So like your inspection sticker for your pickup, if you're driving a diesel pickup out here, inspection sticker, same thing as a gas car. If you were driving a diesel pickup in a non-attainment county, it's about $50. So
you're right.
Right. So there's all kinds of business and regulatory reasons that are coming, but the number one reason is stranded power. That's the driver. Yeah. That's why they want to be here.